As Queensland's election draws closer, the state opposition is facing questions about how it will juggle port development and protect the environment if elected. Labor leader Anastasia Palaszczuk has ruled out dumping dredge spoil from the expansion of the Abbott Point coal terminal on the Great Barrier Reef, but the alternative isn't clear. Stephanie Smale is travelling with the state opposition's campaign team.
Anastasia Palaszczuk began day 16 of her campaign with Queensland Labor's party faithful at a rally in Brisbane's north.
There is a better way, and with your support we can send Campbell Newman a very clear message come January 31. Thank you.
Ms. Palaszczuk slammed the Newman government's changes to Queensland's TAFE system. She told the crowd fee increases are driving students away and too many teachers have lost their jobs.
We need to make sure our young people can access quality training so they can get a job. The measure of how your economy is going is whether or not you have a job. You talk to anyone walking down the street. Do they have a job? Does their child have a job? Can we provide the training to get their children the jobs for the future?
Queensland Labor is campaigning hard on jobs and training, blaming the Newman government's policies for the state's 6.1% unemployment rate. The environment is also a crucial issue for voters, particularly the dumping of dredge spoil in the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park. The opposition has promised that won't happen. Anastasia Palaszczuk says if Labor is elected, dredge spoil from the expansion of North Queensland's Abbott Point coal terminal will be dumped onshore, but she's not sure where.
It actually goes into building the port infrastructure.
So the entire dredge spoil just gets put beside the port while it's being used?
My understanding is it then goes into actually rebuilding and making sure that the infrastructure is there for the
and
port.
And there's sufficient space to do that?
My understanding there is, but I'm happy to sit down with the companies and work that out, but it will not go into the Kaylee Valley wetland.
The Kaylee Valley wetland is a rare bird habitat next to the Abbott Point coal port. It's the Newman government's preferred dumping site if the Federal Environment Minister Greg Hunt approves it. If he doesn't, companies already have federal approval to dump the waste in the Great Barrier Reef anyway. Anastasia Palaszczuk says she's not sure how Labor could stop that happening.
We're going to have to look at that. We're going to have to go through line by line, item by item, and just make sure that we get legal advice in relation to that.
As the campaign continues, the major parties are juggling between the needs of Queensland's mining industry and the environment. Queensland Labor has criticised the Newman government's offer to use public funds to pay for the rail line between Abbott Point and the coal-rich Galilee Basin. Indian coal giant Adani says plans for its huge coal mine are well underway, despite questions about its financial viability. Anastasia Palaszczuk isn't against the mine going ahead, but she says the Newman government hasn't been transparent about the process.
I'm all for jobs in the Galilee Basin, but it must stack up commercially. And what we're seeing at the moment is Campbell Newman throwing a bucket of taxpayers' cash, and we don't know how much that is. Is it $400 million or $500 million at one particular company? When I know there are other companies out there that also have vested interests. So the government is doing the wrong thing here by Queensland taxpayers, by picking a winner and picking losers. It needs to stack up financially, it needs to be commercially viable, and the market should decide that.
The Premier Campbell Newman is making a lightning trip to the state's far north today. Cairns is a key region for both parties after the Liberal National Party won 3 Labor-held seats there in 2012. But it's the first time Mr. Newman has campaigned there since calling the election. In contrast, the opposition has been to Townsville and Cairns 3 times in the past 3 weeks.
Stephanie Smale reporting.